Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on.
GAA.
Now to GAA here on Game On, and journalist Damien Lawler joins us on the line as he does every Wednesday. Damien, how are you?
I'm good, Marie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually delighted that you're there because my buttons are all over the place and I was trying to figure out which one to press and I found your first go, so I'm winning.
Yeah, I'm here, live and clear.
Brilliant. So, bit of news from Offaly last night. Michael Deignan is the new chairman of Offaly GAA. A positive move, do you think, Damien?
I think so. I think he was part of a representative group, Marie. The likes of Brian Whelihan, Stephen Darby, Brian Gavin, himself. They met with Tommy Byrne, the former chairman, now we call him. And I suppose they were upfront about it. They said that they felt it was time for a change at the helm of Offaly GAA. Tommy didn't agree with that. It went to a vote last night. And Michael Deignan came out on top, 76 votes to 62. So it wasn't a resounding win or anything like it, but it was enough to get him into the hot seat. And I think it's a long-term project. I think he'll be there for, obviously, the five-year term if he can keep the position between then and now. But I think every one of those 5 years will be needed, Marie. There's an awful lot of work to be done down there. But yeah, I think Michael is fairly clued in. He's clued into the modern ways. He probably sees the cultures in other counties. And I'd say he knows that things need to change in his own county. So he did an interview last night just saying that he's in this for the long term. So be very interesting to see how it goes.
How important is it to have a man like that that's been there, knows the kind of what's needed on and off the pitch?
I think it's important. I think, you know, it's been a fall from grace for Offaly GAA in many ways, Donica, both in terms of hurling prowess and football prowess. They've dropped down to the Christy Ring Cup in hurling, which seems shocking, but really isn't shocking because they've been falling gradually every single year for the last nearly 15, 20 years, to be honest about it. Their footballers, they're gone down the league divisions as well, Donica. So in terms of their finances, O'Connor Park is a lovely stadium, but there's always a bit of friction there, whether a hurling game should be played there or Burr, where the hurling strongholds is. I would feel that there's an apathy among a lot of players in Offaly towards hurling and football that don't necessarily want to commit to inter-county squads. At underage, they've been torn apart. Even in hurling, being beaten by the likes of Carlo over the years, which they wouldn't have countenanced maybe two decades ago. So I think an awful lot needed to change. There were signs that they were slowly starting to get their act together. But I think a new broom will help sweeping changes come in. And a person of Deignan's stature, it's not going to be a bad thing to have him there at all. He's very enthusiastic as well. Gets on well with people. And I would feel, though, that they're going to have to change the culture. They're going to have to bring in a business model. They're going to have a strategic plan, and they need to go on to get the clubs on side. And just guys from talking to the clubs down there, they're not happy with the fixture programme, like so many counties, and they're not happy with underage games as well. So he has an awful lot of work to do. I would imagine he'll set up about four or five subcommittees, find out what needs to be solved and get them working on it straight away.
Just given Offaly and their tradition and the pride that's in the county, is he going to get the time? Like, are people going to have patience, or is there going to be a massive expectation on Offaly to return to somewhere even near a glory day in the next few years, Damien?
I think you get time, Marie. I think they know that they've nearly reached rock bottom. I think they're completely disillusioned with it. Just from covering games down there, crowds have fallen off completely in terms of both hurling and football. So I think that it's pretty much gone as low as it can. And I do feel that people like Mary Dunn, the PRO, and maybe Brian, the vice chairman, they stepped away. They're good people. I think Deignan's going to do all he can to get them back into the fold. Because I think that it's only a small band of committed people in that county who are willing to put their shoulder to the wheel. I think Michael will need every single one of them with him. Will he get the time to deliver? I think he will. Once you can see that progress has been mapped out and that there's targets being hit, I think commercially they're going to need to get money in. Developing squads, they're going to need to look at that, and they're going to have to bring hurling back to the schools in Offaly, because that was the foundation and the cornerstone of every bit of success Offaly hurling had. And with the exception of Colossus Cullen from Tullamore, you know, and maybe even Derry in the football, their schools have been way off, way off. So there are two or three things that need to be done straight away. They won't be turned around overnight, Marie. So they're going to need 3 to 5 year plan to get anywhere up the ladder is what I'd be thinking. Now, they should get out of Christy Ring, but that going to the Joe McDonagh Cup won't represent progress there. They're going to need a lot of time to get out of there and get back up to the Lee McCarthy, for instance.
Damien, just moving on to Galway now, we saw that the GAA there is under more pressure with the release of a statement from their official supporters club questioning their links with the county board. What's going on down there now?
Yeah, so a bit like the challenge that Dignan and Tommy Byrne had in Offaly last night, the convention is coming up there very, very soon, Marie. Pat Carney, the Galway chairman, he's going to be taken on by Mick Culhane. Now, Mick Culhane is a devout fundraiser for Galway GAA, a prolific fundraiser, a good businessman, and he's very close to the scene as well. So he thinks, obviously, that there's time for change needed as well. I think he had the comment that it's time to get more into the 21st century with the way they do things. Just the background there, over the last few years, there's been scrutiny on the amounts of money registered on a Galway GAA credit card. Pat McDonagh very recently came out and looked to know where his sponsorship money was going to. And this year, Marie, they've made a loss of 261,000. Their income has dropped by €1 million. The expenditure, in fairness to the Galway County Board, has dropped too, but there's been a 20% drop in income. And that has prompted the Tribesmen GAA Supporters Club to assess their future. And a recent Mazars report put Galway GAA finances down as being a medium risk. The Supporters Club have raised £1.2 million over 3 years. They're not happy with the direction that things are going in. So a bit like what you've had in Mayo, they're weighing things up. And I see where Supporters Club describe Galway GAA as a €4 million business and said it needs to be run more efficiently like a business. So that's probably what's going on there. While people in Mayo are having a public battle over Twitter, it seems, it's not too private in Galway either. It's starting to come to a head there too.
Well, when you're talking about GAA county boards and mentioning Mazars in the same sentence, we're never in a good place. Just moving on then, Damien.
No.
The Talent Academy and Player Development Review Committee found many good practices in place, but also a number of challenges to the development of our players, especially our young players. What were their key findings?
Well, can you remember this time last week, Marie, I got an awful lot of friction for saying that under 17 should be a developmental competition.
Yes.
And the two lads there beside you didn't agree with me. And look, a lot of people didn't agree with me, to be honest with you. But the GAA Talent Academy and Player Development, they had their report findings, as you say, released yesterday. And basically, that was one of the recommendations. So what they're saying is elitism has come into the association. We're taking the benchmarks of professional sporting organisations and using them in the GAA. What they're trying to do now is maybe get away from the fact that if you play for your county under 14, that you're automatically driven to win an All-Ireland. They say that between the ages of 13 and 15, it's very inappropriate for that to be the case. They reckon that their cultures and their DNA are being threatened, and they recommend a new player pathway, taking away focus from academies and development squads and putting them back into the clubs, Marie. They're also recommending better education for players and coaches, better governance, and an altered games programme. So they interviewed 1,000 people. They took on board 7,000 pieces of data. And now they want under 17 to be developmental. They want the under 17 All-Ireland to be tiered. They want the same for under 19 and 20. That means you have an All-Ireland A, B and C. I think they want to adopt the Celtic Challenge model, which has worked so successfully and has been a huge boost to the GAA. So at schools level, they're looking at that too, and they say they only want an All-Ireland at senior level. And then we've had many conversations about Sigerson and the Fitzgibbon Cups. When do you play them? Are they in danger of being extinct? This workshop review committee, they want those competitions played between October and January. And he highlighted Brian Cuthbert, the former Cork manager, Dr. Brian Cuthbert, now Marie. He highlighted a text message yesterday where a competition for FELA, which is under 14, as we know, is one of the great institutions of the GAA. It was due to start in spring. Players got a text requiring them to be training from November onwards. Stuff like bring a foam roller. Only 25 players will make the squad. If you don't make the squad, you'll be on the B team. If you don't make the B team squad, you'll be on the C team. Brian Cuthbert and these people, Mick Dempsey, Shane Flanagan, they've had enough of all that way of thinking. And that's what came out yesterday.
Yeah, Damien, thanks as always for joining us. We're tight on time, but we didn't even get to ask you what colour you like your slitters. We might take it up on that next week. We're heading for a break.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.